This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. Well, you know how those conspiracy dopes are always saying that the moon landing in 1969 was a fake, it was done on a soundstage. Well, I'll tell you what, now they're right. It's been done on a soundstage for this new movie. It's called First Man, a dramatic portrayal of Neil Armstrong, the man who took the small step as the first guy on the face of the moon. I think it was over by the nose. I don't know. But I tell you what, this movie brings it all down to earth. Because it's more of a personal look at the mission and the guys, and it's loaded with dread and danger because going to the moon evidently was really hard. And it ain't that easy to watch, neither. I mean, I liked it, the movie, but the director, Damien Chazelle, hot off his Oscar for La La Land, uses a lot of shaky cam stuff, and I don't know, you might need Dramamine yourself and a barf bag to get through this. And it's claustrophobic, not just in a space capsules, but all of the stuff at home. There's a lot of domestic stuff, a lot of close-ups, a lot of work-related tension. For a story where you know how it ends, I gotta say, there is still doubt. Now, Ryan Gosling plays Armstrong, and the guy was not a live wire. Quiet, closed off, really serious. And he came aboard the Gemini program, or as they call it in the movie, the Gemini program, because he was an engineer and he knew stuff. So you go through all of the ups and downs of the early Apollo years, and if you know your history, you're going to be braced for some of the inevitables. But what it shows is how hard putting this guy on the moon was. I mean, you can almost feel it physically with the shaking and the noise and the force in the capsules and whatnot. But what makes this movie the movie that it is you can also feel the personal and emotional toll on everybody concerned, mostly Armstrong and his family, a lot of it kept inside too. But once they get up to the moon, the stuff up there, it's quietly awe-inspiring. It really is. Now, some showgoers, though, may be turned off and or bored by all of the personal family angst, looking instead for the joys of triumphant, monumental achievement. And the movie does have that. But when all is said and done, instead of a celebration for Armstrong, it seems like it was more of a relief that it was over. It's called First Man. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com. Get them as a podcast, and I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.